This is Pulse 95. You're listening to the Morning Majlis podcast.
It's the Morning Majlis.
It's the Morning Majlis, and in response to the ongoing situation with waterlogged areas and, of course, the rainfall, the record rainfall the country witnessed, Sharjah has got a hybrid learning model in place for this week. And to talk to us in greater detail about this, we are very kindly joined by Dr. Ahmed Sha'ban, who is the Director of Strategy and Excellence Office at the Sharjah Private Education Authority. A very good morning to you, Dr. Ahmed.
A very good morning, everyone, and I wish you a very beautiful day. I think it's very sunny and everyone is enjoying today. Yes,
definitely are. Now, hybrid learning, music to many school students' ears, not so much for parents probably, but schools are also responding to the ongoing situation. So Dr. Ahmed Sha'ban from Sharjah Private Education Authority, what made the authority choose a hybrid learning model as opposed to saying remote working or remote learning?
I believe the second recipe here is the word agility, which is actually coming as the goal number 5 in our strategy. And we are trying just to be agile, since it's really a principal lesson we learned from the pandemic time, how to be agile, how to be flexible, the resilience as well. That's why we have evaluated the readiness of all the schools during the first couple of days. And accordingly, Sharjah Private Education Authority decided to offer the hybrid model based on school readiness. And this definitely allows students to have some time in person learning while also providing flexibility for remote learning when necessary. And I believe with this way, students can still benefit from the face-to-face when it comes to joining calls and lessons online, and also from the self and the remote learning when it comes to maintaining safety during uncertain times like the heavy rain.
And Dr. Ahmed, do you think that the hybrid learning method is going to be not just adopted, but maybe it will be the new norm in the near future? Do you think the authority will adopt it and make it an option maybe for students maybe to have for the future? Or is it just for those special situations and circumstances that we just underwent?
I always believe that this knife with two sides, let's say. Since one of the sides is really helping and supporting the independent learning, it's also supporting the skills of the educators to self-learn, to self-based learning, to be more independent. But also the other side, that really need a close monitor from either parents or teachers or also the school. So we can say it's the new norm. However, I believe not everyone is ready for this, and it needs some time for getting the skills to be able to do it alone and on your own.
I think the main thing here is that it's an option. You know, it's an option for families who unfortunately can't safely get their child to school. So I absolutely am all for that. I want to talk about the potential positive trends or benefits that you yourself have witnessed when it comes to the hybrid learning models.
First of all, let me just talk about the landscape of Sharjah. We are here talking about 129 schools, almost 10 different curricula, more than 190,000 students, and 10,000 teachers, around 10,000 teachers. So when you talk about the benefits for this, I think it's really important to focus on being offered both solutions for parents. So in case you are in a place with any difficulty, it could be internet connectivity, it could be roads, transportation, whatever it is, it's just an option for you. And at the same time, the other option is just to go and attend face-to-face on the school. And as I mentioned before, I believe the key player here is the skills, and the skills of the learners and skills of the students. And I believe, again, what we are trying to emphasize and instill here, that try to take things in your own, do things on your own, and see how you can perform on your own, again, with a close monitor and with a supervision from schools and from parents.
I'd like to know how the schools have responded to this now. With these guidelines, when you pass them on, saying hybrid learning, because some of the schools might have been completely ready, some still, raising question marks whether their children or their students can even reach the school. So have they responded positively with the right guidelines in place?
I believe, yes, they responded very well to all the instruction and guideline. And I believe, again, the secret here behind their responsiveness and their commitment is the co-designing and co-creation platform Sharjah Private Education Authority is working with all the schools. So we do have Sharjah school principal councils, and we have also nurseries principal councils, where we met all of them and we check the readiness and we take their opinion. And I believe some of them said we are ready to start, and some of them said we need more time. Accordingly, it was co-designed instructions and co-designed roadmap to fulfill and to adopt through those days. And accordingly, they have implemented the safety measures, adopted their teaching methods, again, assessed the communication and the platform and the internet connectivity, and it was running very effective with the students and parents to ensure everyone understand and follow the protocols of the hybrid learning.
And Dr. Ahmed, you know, as the Director of Strategy and Excellence Office in the Sharjah Private Education Authority, I'd like to take your opinion about the different methods on offer and what you think is the most successful one has been so far. Is it the hybrid method or the model, or is it the physical learning, or is it the distance?
I think we have different factors here playing role to answer this question. One of them is the age of the learner. Mm. So if you talk about, you know, this early ages, if you talk about, you know, grade 1, 2, 3 until 5, I believe face-to-face and the physical interaction, not just with the teacher, even with peers within the class, is really important to develop their skills. If you talk about older ages, and here I'm talking about grade 6 and above, I believe the mixed model can play a big role. Again, the role of parents and the role of, you know, family is also playing a big role within effectiveness of offering either hybrid learning or remote learning or face-to-face learning.
I want to talk about that, actually. Yeah, the role of parents when it comes to all of this, because have you got any advice to families out there, parents out there, on how to best really manage their child's time when it comes to distance learning and make sure that they are as focused just like they are in school?
Yes, I have definitely a couple of advices. I can start with the most important one, which is talking to your child. I believe that one of the things we are missing in general because of the busy life we have now, that everyone is expecting that the school will do the full job and my role is minimized. However, I think within such time like either remote learning or hybrid learning, what we are missing most of the time is to talk to children, to get the voice, to understand if they are facing any challenges, the feedback, even to reflect on what's happening now. So my advice to parents is to establish this daily routine of speaking and discussing and reflecting with children so we can understand their emotional feelings, how do they respond even from behavioral perspective to what's going on now. The other advice is to establish again a daily routine that include designated study time, break, physical activity, which again can break the time from screen to physical life and back to screen again. We can also add to create dedicated workspace for your child. I think they need their own privacy that can be free from distraction. Also to encourage open communication with teachers. So some of them, they have challenges and they cannot discuss it with teachers. Mm-hmm. And again, here, I'm trying to emphasize the role of parents to either encourage their children to talk to teachers or also to talk directly to schools and to teachers. I can also add to encourage students to develop their own skills of watching, learning, reflecting, and empathy with people around. That's why I love what Sharjah did was opening the door for volunteering and supporting. And this can be within groups like what's going on in Sharjah, and can be also supporting your neighbors, asking about them, providing simple services that can help them on this in this daily routine of life.
Brilliantly summarized there, Dr. Ahmed Shaban from Sharjah Private Education Authority, briefing us about the hybrid learning model and the strategy in place to overcome the challenges with the commute to schools. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, and wish you all a safe journey to school and safe day as well within your work or school.
Thank you.
This is Pulse 95. Tune in live every weekday from 7 a.m.